With the ringing of that bell, you know it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. I would encourage you at this time to go get your Bibles and turn to the book of John. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And turn to John chapter 21. And we're going to read one of those very interesting accounts in the life of Peter. That's what we're studying in these Bible class lessons at this time, the life of Peter. And lessons we can learn from that. And this is a time when Jesus appears to Peter after his resurrection. And they have a very interesting conversation, which we'll talk about as we go through and read this text. And while you're getting your Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 21, and I'm going to be beginning in verse 1, and we'll read most of this text and most of this chapter, and we're doing this to focus in on Peter. I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version. And it says here in John 21 in verse 1, "After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he manifested himself on this wise." That means after this manner. And I want you to notice that Sea of Tiberias is another name for the Sea of Galilee. Now, John 21 in verse 2. "There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. And they said unto him, We also come with thee." And I want you to notice how Peter, when he decided he would go fishing, the other apostles, they followed. And again, it shows Peter's leadership here. And so it says in John 21 in verse 3, "They went forth and entered into the boat, and that night they took nothing. But when day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach. Yet the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus therefore said unto them, Children, have ye aught to eat? And they answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. That disciples therefore whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, It is the Lord. So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his coat about him, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far off from the land, but about 200 cubits off, and they came dragging the net full of fishes. So when they got out upon the land, they see a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, Bring the fish which ye have now taken. Simon Peter therefore went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, the net was not rent. Jesus said unto them, Come and break your fast. And none of the disciples durst inquire of him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus cometh and taketh the bread and giveth them, and the fish likewise. Now this is the third time that Jesus was manifest to the disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had broken their fast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Tend my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto you, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walked whether thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whether thou wouldest not. Now this he spake, signifying by what manner of death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me. Peter, turning about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also leaned on his breast at the supper, said, Lord, who is he that bewrayeth thee? Jesus, therefore, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. This saying, therefore, went among the brethren, that the disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him that he should not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come to thee. Well, we're going to end there in verse 23. That time of Jesus, you know, that's the way Peter first was introduced to Jesus when they were not catching fish. And Jesus said, Cast the net on the other side, and they caught great fish. And so here Jesus is after he rose from the dead back at that Sea of Galilee. Peter out fishing again, and again they'd caught no fish. And Jesus had cast it on the right side, and they caught an abundance of fish. Well, that must have reminded John, who first recognized that that was the Lord. And Peter, running to the Lord through that water, just girded about him his garment, leapt into the water to get to the Lord. Well, there again, you might call him the impetuous Peter. And the fact that Jesus asked him three times, Lovest thou me? And how Peter answered that. It has been suggested, and though the text does not say this, it's a good suggestion, that it was three times that Peter had denied the Lord, and now three times that he declares his love for him. And as for the fact that he would be led when he is old to the place he did not want to go, was Jesus telling about the death Peter would have. His life would be taken from him. He would indeed die for the Christ, as he had said that he would on that night in which Jesus was betrayed. Now, I want to turn in the Bible to more about Peter, and this time we're coming to the book of Acts. And I want to begin in Acts chapter 1 and verse 15. And this is the time when Jesus had ascended into heaven. Peter had seen Jesus ascend into heaven. Now, before Jesus ascended into heaven, he taught his disciples about all things the Old Testament said that would be fulfilled in him. And it seems that Peter is the one that arose ready to make that application at this time. And it was Peter that is saying, Now we need to do what the Old Testament said and find a replacement now for Judas. Let's read this beginning in Acts chapter 1 in verse 15. And in these days Peter stood up in the midst of the brethren and said, And there was a multitude of persons gathered together, about 120. And Peter said, Brethren, it was needful that the scripture should be fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost spake before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered among us, and received his portion in this ministry. Now this man obtained a field with the reward of his iniquity, and falling headlong he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the dwellers at Jerusalem, inasmuch in their language that field was called Akeldama, that is, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of the Psalms, Let his habitation be made desolate, and let no man dwell therein. and his office let another take. Of the men, therefore, that have accompanied him with us all this time that the Lord Jesus went in and went out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the day that he was received up from us, of these must one become a witness with us of his resurrection. And they put forth two, Joseph, called Barsabas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, knowest the hearts of all men. Show of these two the one whom thou hast chosen to take the place in this ministry of apostleship from which Judas fell away, that he might go to his own place. And they gave lots for them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. And so here again we see the character of Peter stepping out and taking the lead. We see it again in Acts chapter 2. You remember Jesus had said to Peter, I'll give to these the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And you can think of the keys as the power to open. And Jesus is going to open the kingdom of heaven up to the Jews in Acts chapter 2. They had waited in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came upon them. And when that Holy Spirit came upon them, the fire set on them, and there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind, and many had gathered together before those apostles. And it was Peter that stood up to preach to the people. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 14, we begin reading, But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spake forth unto them, saying, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and give ear unto my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which hath been spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yea, and on my servants and on my handmaidens will I, in those days, pour out my spirit. I will pour forth of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vaporous smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the day of the Lord come, that great and notable day. And it shall be that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God unto you by mighty works and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, even as ye yourselves know, him being delivered up by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye by the hand of lawless men did crucify and slay, whom God raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David saith concerning him, I beheld the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh shall dwell in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul unto Hades, neither wilt thou give thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou madest known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of gladness with thy countenance. Brethren, I must say unto you freely of the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us unto this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins he would set up one upon his throne, he, seeing this, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that neither was he left into Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus did God raise up, whereof we are all witnesses. And being therefore by the right hand of God exalted, having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. For David ascended not into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand.